Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, the June background check numbers were insane with the beginning of the whole COVID lockdown and the George Floyd riots that followed. Scores of law-abiding Americans decided to go to the gun store. And this isn't shocking because the Floyd riots showed a few things that the police cannot protect you all the time. And when coupled with political leadership that hates and hamstrings the cops, then the results become even more chaotic. Minneapolis looks like something out of Sarajevo circa 1992, excuse me. New York City was engulfed by the leftist mob. Looting, arson, vandalism. These were all hallmarks, if you will, of this particular period of time. Why can't I find that? Why isn't that moving? Anyway, now, given the behavior of the mob, there's no wonder why June gun sales were astronomical. And we now can count nearly 10 million new gun owners. But somehow legal gun purchases have caused a spike in crime. Or so says the Washington Post. They write, the gun buying binge is associated with a significant increase in gun violence across the United States. Those are the conclusions of two studies by the Brookings Institute and the University of California at Davis, respectively. Together, they paint a portrait of a society arming itself against social upheaval during a time of institutional failure. The 2020 gun surge is different in at least one other respect. Purchases have been higher in states with greater levels of racial animus. Levine and McKnight approximated state-level racism using data on Google searches for the N-word, an approach used by social scientists in the past. We find that states where individuals are more likely to search for racial epithets experienced larger increases in June firearm sales, they wrote. And even after adjusting for the personal security concerns, it likely generated the March spikes in gun sales. This is a new development. Running the same analysis on previous spikes in gun buying yielded no correlation between racial animus and purchasing behavior. They conclude that their analysis on an ominous note. In a society fraught with racial tension, it is not clear that dismantling the police and seeing more private citizens purchase guns will lead to a safer world. And that question is addressed directly in the second paper by a team of the University of California Firearms Violence Research Center, led by Julia Schleimer. No kidding. The team similarly found a massive increase in gun buying during the first half of the year. Then they focused on the question of whether, at the state level, those purchases are linked to an increase in gun violence. And to do that, they turned to data compiled by the Gun Violence Archive, which we've already talked about. I see you there, Lee Wickenhauser. They were talking about, I've talked about the Gun Violence Archive. And, you know, it's an organization that maintains a real-time database of shootings, so they say. But they do this by scouring news reports and police reports and public records, which is That's not, there's a fallacy there. The analysis attempts to correct for a number of other factors that would plausibly affect rates of gun violence, such as COVID-19 and deaths, and the presence of stay-at-home orders, social distancing adherence, demographic factors, and even temperature and precipitation. And in the end, the estimated firearm violence nationally jumped nearly 8% from March through May because of excess gun buying. That's 776 additional injuries associated with purchasing spikes. This may be an undercount. The Brookings study indicated gun sales jumped even higher in June with potentially even greater effects on rates of gun violence. The authors caution that a study of this nature cannot prove causality, particularly at a time of massive social upheaval in a country dealing with an unprecedented public health crisis, as well as a nationwide protest movement. So what they're saying is that the reason we bought so many guns is because we have racial animus. I wonder how that plays for the Asians, the Black Americans, the Hispanics. I wonder how it plays for them. Do you guys have racial animus too? I apparently do. I didn't even know it. What they're doing here is they're insinuating that new gun owners are being racists. And at the same time, they say the studies on all of this cannot prove causality, which is a little bit like being on both sides of the rope during a tug of war. They're bearing the lead, but no doubt, anti gunners are going to use the main point to say that more guns equal more crime, when that's never been the case. For starters, the areas where violent crime is making headlines, or has always made headlines, like New York City and Chicago, they have the biggest anti-gun laws on the books, and they're two cities facing demoralized police departments. And on its face, you knew that it was going to be a journey, and it didn't disappoint. And they didn't leave without peddling some woke nonsense about the gun purchase surge being partially grounded in racism, especially among white people, because we're so racist. As it, every time this happens, I just want to go, we elected Barack Obama twice. Right. While everybody's out there saying, well, there's no reason for Black America to be the leader in mass incarceration because they only make up 13% of the population. Black men only make up 6.5% of the population. And yet they're so overrepresented in this. And yet somehow 13% of America managed to defeat in the ballot box by voting Barack Obama in. Like no white people voted for him. This is a shoddy anti-gun article. And it's not only shoddy, but it's lazy because they're playing the white folk racism thing again. If my eyes were rolling any harder with this, I would start to have brain damage. They end with this line, while many new gun buyers are motivated by wanting to secure their safety, the research also suggests that every gun purchased is a step toward a more violent society. Because the researchers don't ever put any of their inherent bias in that, right? They're all... See, here's the thing with the research. If you're going to research something, you need to look for the truth. Ask Gary Kleck how that's done, Brookings Institute. He would tell you. Gary Kleck is not particularly pro-gun. He's not even, he's a lifelong Democrat. He's an ACLU card-carrying guy. And he wrote an honest study. And it was peer-reviewed. Which I don't know that this was peer-reviewed. Nobody says this was peer-reviewed. Like the studies where the authors admit they cannot prove cause and effect between new gun purchase and violent crime, but that's what's causing it. Which is it? Their research, for lack of a better word, sucks. It always has, and this is just another episode in the long-running drama that makes up gun grabbing. But it just boils down to one thing. There's 10 million new gun owners in the United States today. Some of these that were leftists found out that it isn't true that you can buy a gun easier than a head of broccoli or a book. They found out they got to jump through some flaming hoops. And some of these people are going to turn. Some of these people are going to walk away from the... walk away from the Democratic Party. This is not going to be good for them, and that's tough. That is definitely tough. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA. Delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When I was a younger man, One of my goals in life was to, it never occurred to me that I would want to be a sociologist. I took sociology, and then that gave way to American history. But I never wanted to be a sociologist. I look at sociological studies now as almost right up in there with some other, you know, sort of faux fields. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are sociologists, make a lot of money doing it, telling people how this is going. But there is a sociological paper out now trying to describe the gun culture. And as the abstract for this bit of sociological analysis puts it, this paper advances the literature on gun culture by demonstrating that, one, gun culture is not monolithic. Two, there are multiple elements of gun culture that vary substantially between states. Three, over time, the recreational gun subculture has been falling in prominence, whereas the self-defense subculture has been rising. And four, there's another subculture distinct from the self-defense one, which consists in mobilization around the Second Amendment and was strongest in places where state firearm laws were the most extensive. They said. Now, the three components that they identified, they consider to be cultural, according to the definition used in their analysis. And one of the writers of it, and it's their last name is Cohn, K-O-H-N. They found that recreational sporting subcultures like hunting, target shooting, competitive shooting signify certain kinds of values, traditions, and or ways of life that those gun owners see as part of their cultural heritage. And but the other two, Stroud and Carlson, showed that ownership of guns for self-defense is not merely pragmatic, but is associated with an entire set of symbolic meanings that encompass personal identity, masculinity, power, freedom, racial attitudes, responsibility, morality, and views of governmental threat. That's astonishing to me. Astonishing! Simply, and I'll tell you why this is astonishing, because they're reading a whole lot of stuff into this. Of course, this stuff is in here. This is called being normal. Now, they continue. The right to bear arms has been portrayed largely by the NRA, not merely as a constitutional right, but as the right from which all other rights and freedoms flow, as expressed by Keene and Mason. The real fight about the Second Amendment is not about the restriction or that law, but about the nature of American culture. Now, the presence, did you like that little bit? This is what happens when you got a bunch of lab coat guys here. Let me repeat that. The right to bear arms has been portrayed largely by the NRA, not merely as a constitutional right, but as a right from which all other rights and freedoms flow. So, according to them, this is an opinion which the NRA pushes, when in fact the Founding Fathers thought it predated all governments. The Founding Fathers thought it meant that we were born with it, inalienable. But Lapcoat guys, they didn't think that. So, they continue on. The presence of the distinct cultural element centered around Second Amendment activism is consistent with previous literature, which show that there exists a movement that does not view the defense of the Second Amendment as a means to an end, but that believes in the importance of gun ownership per se. As 12-year-old Texan boy Ashton puts it, I like guns because they don't just represent hunting, target practice, or competition. They represent freedom in the form of self-defense, or in the case of the Second Amendment, it means protection from the government. I have a lot of problems with sociologists because they make quite a few presumptions. First of all, their presumption here is that they think that this is all based upon an opinion. And that some people have these differing opinions mean that there's actually no coalescence as to what it actually means or what it's supposed to guard against. Now, they explored the theory, as they put it, the theory that the Second Amendment is necessary to all other freedoms was explored by Anderson and Horowitz, who show that the NRA has embraced insurrectionist ideology. I would love to know what they think about what's going on right now with Antifa. Are Antifa insurrectionists? Are they insurrectionists? They go on to talk about some other stuff, but they find that the NRA has this insurrectionist argument, and Second Amendment advocacy can be so popular in the states where they have this insurrectionist argument in spite of their sparse recreational use of firearms. See, they're basically, I think in a way, they're sort of sanctioning, making it okay to be competitive or to be a hunter, maybe. Except I can tell you exactly why the Second Amendment exists today. The Second Amendment exists today because it's for shooting tyrants. Yeah. It's for shooting tyrants. And tyrants take many forms. A tyrant can be somebody that just wants to steal your car, and they think they're going to have to beat you half to death to get it. And you may not wish to be beaten half to death. I am one that wishes not to be beaten half to death, so I will intercede in that. While you've got your goal, I've got my goal. My goal is not necessarily to keep the car. Keeping my car is not worth me killing another human being for. If you're going to try to hurt me badly or kill me, now things change. And the big problem here for you is that I actually train to do this kind of stuff. They also think that gun owners have a bunch of different symbolic meanings. And this is very much, it reminds me a whole lot of ID politics when you look at some of this stuff. But and this is the thing, sociologists can't help themselves when it comes to taking things and divvying them up and put this in this box over here, put this in this box over here, because there can't possibly be one overbearing thing that binds everything together. They can't. They would probably call me, I wonder what they would call me, because I do the self-defense thing, I do the advocacy thing, and, I wonder what they would call me. Maybe the insurrectionist, I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is calling on Congress to pass another massive coronavirus stimulus bill by the end of the month. Mnuchin telling a House hearing the next round of stimulus spending should be focused on businesses that have been the hardest hit by the ongoing coronavirus crisis. On Thursday, President Trump talked about deregulation and the things his administration has been doing to make it easier for businesses to compete in the United States. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News President Trump has delivered on promise after promise.
I can tell you that there's one thing that I do know about this president. He has delivered on promise after promise after promise, not only from an economy, but from a foreign policy standpoint, from a draining the swamp standpoint. He continues to do that, and he's just as committed today as he was almost 4 years ago.
This is USA Radio News. Attorney General Bill Barr blasted Hollywood and Big Tech for their apparent cooperation with China. Barr criticizing Disney, Apple, Microsoft, Google, and others for kowtowing to Chinese policy and demands.
Hollywood's actors, producers, and directors pride themselves on celebrating freedom and the human spirit. And every year at the Academy Awards, Americans are lectured about how this country falls short of Hollywood's ideals of social justice. But Hollywood now regularly censors its own movies to appease the Chinese Communist Party, the world's most powerful violator of human rights. This censorship infects not only the versions of movies that are released in China, but also many that are shown in the United States theaters to American audiences.
House Republicans support another coronavirus stimulus bill. The House is back in session next week. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. For the most part right now, the fake stream legacy media is not doing much reporting over the violent protests. The ADHD of the media has made them shift their focus to other things. And the public doesn't have a clue much of anything that's still going on. To them, they think the violent protests are a thing of the past. And they're not. Not really. In Portland, protest after protest erupts. It's gotten bad enough that the federal government has a number of federal officers on hand to protect their buildings. And that, according to Portland's mayor, Ted Wheeler, is apparently, this is a big problem. Coming from Portland, Oregon, Mayor Ted Wheeler lashed out at the Department of Homeland Security on Twitter Tuesday, urging federal agents to stay inside or leave as the city faces its sixth straight week of protests and unrests. I told the acting secretary that my biggest immediate concern is the violence federal officers brought to our streets in recent days and the life-threatening tactics his agents use. We do not need or want their help. I hate to tell you, Ted, but you don't have to approve. Hate to tell you that. Today, the acting secretary of Homeland Security asked to speak with me about demonstration activity in Portland. He expressed his concern about ongoing violence and asked how his agency could help. That from Mayor Ted. Now, DHS deployed officers from multiple federal law enforcement agencies this month to protect government installations, including a courthouse. And as far as I know, I may be wrong about this, but there was a time when the Department of Homeland Security didn't have their own sworn agents. They were tasked from the DEA and the Border Patrol and ICE. Maybe they have that now. I don't know. These demonstrations have been taking place since May the 25th, when George Floyd died in Minneapolis police custody. Four officers were fired and charged, including Derek Chauvin, who appeared in a video holding his knee to Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. Which, you know, they're beginning to release body cam footage for this. But let's just say that part of the problem here is that that was actually part of their policy. That was part of their handbook. They had a way, or a they foresaw a time when it would actually be prudent to put your knee on somebody's neck. I don't quite get that when you have... See, disparity of force works two ways. Disparity of force, if I'm sitting here and four Utes come at me and they want, they're like, okay, Grandpa, we're going to tear you a new one. And I'm like, well, maybe not. And then I draw my weapon. I am now facing disparity of force, and I can introduce my weapon to it. Disparity of force. Another thing in disparity of force is when you're facing four police officers. I would think that they had disparity of force in that case, which is good if you're going to try to settle somebody down. But right now in Portland, where they have experienced 6 weeks of violent protests, that's not the issue. No. The issue is the DHS officers that are on site. And you know what? I would really like to know what they did, because I have this sense that if they were out there busting heads, we'd have heard about that. I would like to watch that. I would like to watch that happen, because in Portland, those guys operate, the Antifa, they operate pretty much unmolested. And are they getting on the streets in a patrol wedge and getting out there and trying to quell the protests, regardless of what Wheeler and the police department want? Get out of our way with the feds. Is that what they're doing? Or was there something else? Well, it turns out there was something else. We get this. Over the weekend, a 23-year-old demonstrator allegedly struck a federal officer in the head with a hammer outside the courthouse. The demonstrator is accused of beating a hole in the building's door with a hammer before officers came outside. Then he struck the officer in the head and shoulder with a hammer before being taken into custody, according to the Portland Police Bureau. Now, this is the same Wheeler who is demanding the federal government deal with the graffiti that's been painted on their buildings. So this kind of vandalism is a problem, but the actual destruction of federal property is something that should keep DHS officers inside. I don't think so. Truth of the matter is that DHS won't even be there if he could. They wouldn't be there if he could deal with the violence in his city. But Portland is an Antifa stronghold, and Ted Wheeler has no interest in doing anything about this. He wants to make it easier for Antifa, their comrades, to pillage and burn their way through his community. And then he has the stones to pretend that the feds are the problem. In a real world, Ted Wheeler would be removed from office. In a world that based everything was based on logic, he would be removed from office. He's an abject failure as a mayor. If the people of Portland elect him a second term, I'll see you, Portland. I'm sure you are a great city and everything. It's officially time to write you off, though. So, if you're going to keep electing a guy that allows the wholesale destruction of your community for whatever reason that only he knows, you're getting the government you're voting for. There's no hope if they vote him back in. Because how bad can a guy fail to do his job and still be considered the best man for the job? I think that's a valid question. What I would like to see, and I'm not going to see it because unfortunately there's too many people that don't like that kind of stuff. What I would like to see is I would like to see the DHS get out there and kit up and tool up and get out there and put the, you know, the pads and the armor and the helmets and everything, get out there and go. I'd like to see what happens if they go out in a wedge, which a patrol wedge looks something like the head of an arrow. You know, you've got your leadership in the middle of the wedge, and then you get your point, and then you got your various guys coming back, and they have various jobs, EIAIO. I don't have time to go into that. But I'd like to see them go out on a little patrol wedge in the middle of Antifa and just see what they see. Because Antifa In Portland, they've got a lot of experience because, you know, they've been doing it for quite some time. But they have not met combatants for the most part. And I think, I may be wrong about this, but I think they really need to meet some combatants for the first time. I think they need to understand what it means to run into a combatant. Just to see. Some people right now are thinking, that's horrible. And it is horrible. But, you know, it is Antifa, you guys are just a bunch of cowards. I know why you cover your faces. You cover your faces to blend in with the crowd so we won't know who you are. You want to do your thing and then melt into it like some demented soy boy ninja. And that's great and everything, but before long, this is going to keep up and it's going to get to a point to where you guys are going to start getting perforated. And that's something you need to bear in mind. How much do you believe in what you're pushing right now? You can't go out there and attack innocent people and expect you're going to make a change in society. That just isn't the way it works. And, you know, outside of Portland, that's not going to play very well. You may take Portland. Maybe Ted Wheeler's already given it to you. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A lot of times they're going to tell you, and these are the gun grabbers, they're going to tell you this. Nobody ever defends himself with guns. No, it never, ever, 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 ever happens. Except it does. It does happen. So let me give you a few, and this is coming from the Heritage Foundation. This is not me, I don't know where I would list the Heritage Foundation. I think they're more of a traditional sort of lobbying group. But they have something called the Defensive Gun Use Database. So going back to June the 1st, out of Virginia, a Virginia pastor drew his handgun to protect himself from five trespassers who assaulted him on his property. Police said he had noticed two of them apparently disposing of large items illegally in a dumpster at an apartment complex he owns and asked the two to leave. They became angry and came back with three others and surrounded the pastor. The five threatened him with racial slurs and one headbutted him. He defended himself with his handgun and called 911. After an unfortunate mix-up where the police initially detained the pastor, officers arrested the threatening individuals and charged them with hate crimes. If I ever get in one of these things where I have to call the cops, I'm going to have a Bluetooth headset on when I do it. I'm going to call 911. I'll be telling them, listen, I'm bald. I'm wearing a gray T-shirt. I have a big gun sticking out there. I'm facing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different guys. I will be the guy that is, my back will be to you, most likely. And as soon as you pull up, as soon as you get out of your vehicle, I will be laying my gun down or holstering it. Hopefully that works, I don't know. June the 4th, coming out of Ohio, a homeowner spotted a man underneath a car in his driveway late at night and grabbed a shotgun to confront him. A man who police suspect was trying to steal car parts rushed at the homeowner, who shot and wounded him. Investigators later discovered that the would-be thief possessed several power tools and had put a jack under the homeowner's car. See, now, this is the thing. You've got to be prepared to defend yourself against idiots who would come at you and attack you for trying to steal your alternator. You know? June the 5th, out of North Carolina, when two armed men tried to rob a convenience store, the clerk drew his own gun and fired at them until they fled. The store security camera captured the drama, police said. Coming out of California, a store owner intervened with his firearm to protect a woman from an assailant. The store owner had seen the man punch and kick the woman. The attacker left when the store owner attempted to stop him, but returned minutes later holding a metal object. When the store owner stood between the man and the woman, the assailant pushed him to the ground and began to beat the woman again. the store owner, retrieved his firearm and shot the man who fled. This is why John Farnham says that handguns are notoriously weak. You can shoot somebody with a handgun and they're going to take off. Just like that, you know, I talked about this shooting that happened in Michigan the other day where the female officer had to shoot the guy about 14 times. It looks like she has a Glock 19 in her hand. I don't know. Coming out of Utah, a vengeful ex-boyfriend drove to the residence of his former girlfriend, shared with her new boyfriend, and after an argument, he opened fire on them. The woman, who police said was the past victim of domestic violence by him, drew her own handgun and fired in self-defense. They later arrested the man and charged him with numerous felonies. Out of New York, a good Samaritan with a shotgun came to his neighbor's rescue when he realized their apartment had been broken into by an armed intruder. The intruder entered through a bedroom window and pistol-whipped a woman. The neighbor went into the apartment and fled at the intruder, who fired at the intruder who fled. I've never been pistol-whipped, and it sounds, and it, you know, I handle enough guns to think about being hit in the face with a gun. I bet that would hurt a lot. So pistol-whipping, that's assault. That's real serious assault. Michigan, a concealed carry permit holder, intervened to defend himself and other motorists when a mentally distressed man began firing a handgun at cars on the highway. Emergency dispatchers received at least 10 calls about the man before he jumped in front of the permit holder's car and pointed a gun at him. The permit holder had been on his way to enjoy a round of golf, shot and killed the guy. That's righteous. That's a righteous shoot. And see, these things that you're not hearing about, you also notice that these defenders aren't getting arrested. They're not getting arrested because we'd hear about this. Coming out of Maine, a homeowner held two suspected burglars at gunpoint until law enforcement could arrive and arrest them. The homeowner, who had noticed the back door was forced open and a lock ripped off, saw the two leaving the residence with items in their hands. He drew his handgun and detained them and called police. Washington State. An armed mother used her firearm to protect her teenage son after a meet-up to buy a cell phone turned into an attempted robbery. Her son had agreed to meet the sellers in a grocery store parking lot, but the cell phone was not as advertised, so when he declined to buy it, the men assaulted the teen and tried to take money from his pocket. Police said the boy's mother, who had parked nearby, saw what was happening, drew her firearm and fired at the man, who promptly got in their vehicle and fled. Nothing against Craigslist or any of this other stuff where you go looking for stuff, Facebook Marketplace, whatever. If you're going to go meet somebody you don't know, don't go unarmed. Kentucky, when a man opened fire on a crowd protesting the police shooting of Breonna Taylor in her apartment, armed bystanders fired back, wounding the shooter. And eventually several protesters were able to hold the shooter at gunpoint and convince him to drop his weapon. Police said the shooter had been arrested twice in previous weeks on riot-related charges. Earlier that day, other protesters had asked the man to leave because of his disruptive behavior. What was his problem with the rioters? Coming out of Wisconsin, parents shot their adult son in self-defense after he fired rounds at their home and broke in during the early morning hours. Police said the parents called 911 to report that someone was shooting at their bedroom windows, and they attempted retreat to the basement when their son entered the home, but ultimately shot and wounded him. Police charged the son with attempted murder and other felonies, and he was already facing charges for other violent offenses. Sometimes lawful gun owners do get it wrong, and they end up in the national news when they use their gun irresponsibly, but more often they get it right, and nobody ever hears about it. And this happens about 8,000 times a day. Yeah, 8,000 times a day. And many of us don't hear about moms defending their sons and good Samaritans coming to the rescue of innocent neighbors. We don't hear about the protesters whose Second Amendment rights saved the lives of those exercising their First Amendment right. We don't hear about the others, the countless others, whose lives and livelihoods were protected because of lawfully owned firearms in the hands of a law-abiding citizen. And, you know, while the Supreme Court is sitting out there right now dillying and dallying about, and once again, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's in the hospital with cancer, which, you know, once again, I don't wish her any ill will, although she's saying she's never going to quit as long as she can do the job. I sort of think we've reached that point, Ruth, but that's up to you. As the silence from the Supreme Court tells us what's up. We just need to listen to that. We need to listen to that. We can't keep relying on them to protect our rights. Maybe we should start doing some civic, a little civic participation and go and vote. Like Keith Mark was talking about, when the hunters don't go vote. We all should go vote. If there's 100 million, and I think it's somewhere north of 150 million gun owners. We already know there's at least 110 million because we got 10 million new gun owners. If there's that many gun owners and we all voted, do you understand what that means? I mean, only 63 million people voted for Trump. Where were you at? And take it from me, it is better to fight the war at the ballot box than it is to open the bullet box. It is. You don't want to do that. You really don't. There's nothing romantic about it. There's nothing cool or courageous about it. It is hell. That's why the phrase is war is hell. It really, literally, truly is. So, we got our chance. We've got another chance to be on the battlefield in November. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.